This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
And other weird shit.
And, yeah, other weird shit. Lineupmedia.fm production. We are back. Now go ahead.
Well, does this, today's topic, what does that fall under to you guys?
Weird shit.
Whatever the fuck we want it to.
It doesn't fall under cults or conspiracies.
Right.
Closest, I guess, would be paranormal, but it's not paranormal. It is exactly the normal of the universe. I mean,
yeah, it can't get any more normal than
but
this.
But what's weird is the concepts with time, and I thought we think it's fun to talk about the shit like that.
You didn't consult with me, by the way, before you came
up.
Well,
we never
this.
Do.
No.
That's true.
Of course not.
We like to give you no notice before the show.
Right. I'm completely extemporaneous here.
Exactly.
No research.
Exalted.
Mr. 137
exalted
IQ.
What?
You got 137?
No, I thought he did.
Yeah, I don't know what he has.
I said high 130s, low 140s.
I'll say I took
I don't know. I don't put any faith in fucking
all right, I'll tell IQ. You what, Mr. Arm Wrestling. Oh, why don't we all take an IQ test? I bet I beat both of you guys.
Not put together.
Well, you get to add
not
yours
put
up.
Together.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Bitch.
Yeah, right.
Say something now, huh?
Shit. Mr. 130, we're closer to like 180 between us.
Yeah. Together, you guys would score in the high 170s.
I took like three in a row one day on
okay.
online ones.
Yeah, but you know what I hate about those online ones? You take the damn things and you're done with it to get your score.
I paid the dollar.
Oh, did you?
You're fucking right, bud.
They're only $1? Like $9.
You out?
No, I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. The $1 for the one and then like $3 for the one. I got $131 on all three of them, different sites.
Ooh. Wow. See, now, I like those questions, you know, like fingers are to hand as twigs are to, you know, trunk, branch, right?
Those are great.
The ones that get me pretty much all the time, I'm going to miss one, is like fold up this, you know, fold this into a box or whatever.
Exactly which one you're talking about.
I'm not good at those.
So the ones I don't like are like...
spatial, I guess, three space, whatever they call it, spatial.
Yeah, there'll be like 12 squares in a square, and it'll give you like three of the squares.
Yeah.
And then it'll give you another square with like six of them filled in with different, you know, whether it be like
the
a
patterns,
fucking leaf.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm good
so,
at those.
Well, okay, so then it's like asking you to infer on like a
what's
24
the next?
Yeah
I'm good at them, and I'm good at what's the next number in the series. Those are good. I'm good at those. And
but those are always the same. It's primes or it's fucking double
I don't
plus
know sometimes
one.
They've got they had one that was really good. It was like
my problem with those tests is you can study for them. You can figure out the type of questions, and you can pretty
much... And
that's
not what an IQ is.
Right. Yeah, you can. I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on...
Armand, you yourself
the more you take,
the
better you get.
Knowledge and wisdom.
No, but you just get good at taking these IQ tests. That's all. That doesn't make
that's
you smart.
Exactly
you just get a
right.
higher IQ. That's all. I definitely think you can do that, you know.
No,
in fact, as more you take, you start finding some of them repeat.
Oh, yeah. They use the same question.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all bullshit, dude. It's all to sell ads on internet sites is what these
IQ
tests
are. Yeah, but if it gets you in Mensa and gets you laid, it's worth doing.
Who in the hell, what girls do you know they're going to go, oh, you're in Mensa?
Yeah,
you know,
shit.
Gonna get
give
you
me
laid?
Dirt. Give me that
is
dirt.
Donna out there? Is Donna and all our
it
other girls?
Has nothing to do with Mensa.
Girls, would you screw a guy just because he's in Mensa?
Okay, so girls, we have a question.
Yeah, that's a girl.
For
the girl. And guys,
the chat,
too. I know
would
guys would say no.
Would you be attracted to a man strictly because he was in Mensa?
Yeah.
And if you don't know what Mensa is...
Would you be attracted to a woman strictly because she was in any club?
No.
Well, Mensa.
I mean,
I don't know.
You literally have nothing to do with it.
It could be the Billionaires Club. I mean, well, maybe.
Well,
no,
like,
I'm not saying
nuts?
Attracted.
Wait a second.
I'm not
that's
saying I'd
attractive.
Be attracted. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's
I'm attractive.
But I would
propose
be,
right
love
here.
Money.
Yeah,
I'll propose right here.
Anybody in the Billionaires Club? I don't care what you look like.
Donna says no. Probably a pompous ass in Mensa.
Oh, ooh. Man. Shit. Yeah, that's, well, I mean. Are you in Mensa?
I was, yeah.
Really?
I passed the test, yeah.
There it is.
But I didn't get in because it was like $50 to make
shit, fucker.
I was too cheap to be Mensa. They said, you qualify. I said, okay. They said, well, it's $50, or I never sent it in.
Remind me to tell you what I did yesterday. cheaply. Anyways.
Cheaply. Yeah, it was good. Let's get into it, boys. Time.
All right.
Today's episode is about
time. It's 2:24.
In the PM.
Yeah, but what? That's our time.
That's our time.
That's Central Daylight Time.
CDT, yeah.
Well, sort of. Speaking of which, every one of us has our own frame of reference for time.
How about, do you agree with me that daylight time's a stupid crock of shit? Isn't that the stupidest thing anybody ever came up with?
I don't think so.
You don't like daylight savings time?
No, it's ridiculous.
I like having in the summer the nights go to 9 o'clock. What's wrong with that?
I'd rather, why not have the morning? It's better in the morning, I think. Why not have it that's light like at 5:30?
I mean, that's like your opinion. It was originally done for farmers, right?
I think it was originally done, well, I think Ben Franklin came up with it, yeah. And then they did it in World War I. I know Woodrow Wilson started it again. For a while, we didn't do it.
Let's ask Google, the knower of all. It says, I wrote, why is there a daylight savings? And it says, the main purpose of daylight savings time, called summertime, is to make better use of daylight. We change our clocks, blah, 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 blah. Different countries have different change dates.
Right. Some states don't have it. I don't think Arizona uses it. Parts of Indiana don't use it.
Right. So I actually, on our last Joker Smoker Toker, I was talking to somebody in the chat. And it was Jessica. And she was like, yeah, it's weird. Illinois doesn't have it. And I was
no, Indiana.
Right. Well, that's what I said. I'm like, no, I'm looking it up. You don't have it.
Right. Indiana. Parts of it.
We do.
Yeah. Parts of it, though. And some, like a few counties in, is it Florida? One of the other states, a few counties don't have it either. But Arizona does not have it.
Well, that's what I said. I've changed the clock since I was a kid. I can remember, you know, that's part of
it. Yeah, we've always had
it. But they've made it, but even
fall
then it was
back,
like.
Jump forward.
Yeah, but
forward,
it used to be like 6 months each. Now it's more like 4 months standard
how long
time.
It is? Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't do, we don't set
the
our
date.
Yeah, we don't set our clocks back till like November. It used to be like the first weekend
in
October.
March. It's November to March now.
Really?
Yeah, it used to be October and April.
So what they're doing then is they're trying to make the days about the same length because of the seasonal changes, right?
Eh, no.
Why don't you just do it year-round?
Because the day's always going to be the same length.
Nah, that's not what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to make the same amount of daylight.
That can be, is not possible.
Right.
Well, it's possible if, well, no, it's not possible, but you can get more daylight out of it if you're changing
more usable.
It.
That's what they're saying, and I think that's bullshit.
Right.
Yeah, more
what's
usable.
The difference of having it at like 6 in the morning or at 8 at night? I don't know. I mean, who's...
Well, I mean, who fucking works out at 3 a.m., you know?
2:30.
Oh. Anyway, so yeah, what is time? And that sounds like an easy question, you know what I mean? Like, you know, everybody knows what time is. It's fucking time. It's a duration. But when you really break it down and think about it, it's more than it's actually less than that. It's all time is a way for us to judge change or movement or what would you say earlier?
Well, change is perfect.
Change, yeah.
Change in state.
Okay, but why is the arrow of time only one way?
Things don't happen backwards. Naturally, I don't know why.
Because of entropy. It's the second law of thermodynamics.
Entropy is a good point.
That's what they usually.
We got a whole section.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys did do a little research.
Is impossible, yeah.
Right. In a closed system.
Yeah, near the end of the show, we'll be talking about entropy and shit like that. So.
Are we talking about time paradoxes?
We could. Definitely want to spend a little time talking about time.
That's the whole point, yeah, right?
The smallest possible length of time. Can you explain that to
us? I think Everett, he figured this out himself.
Yes, this is a complete me thing. Nobody else figured this out.
This is
definitely not.
Right, this is the Everett theory.
Not Max Planck. It was me.
Well, I don't think Planck knew about this.
No, it was
somebody else came up.
No, this was his.
Oh, really? This came up? Well, that makes sense.
Pretty sure. Let me double check.
It's got to be. Yeah, that makes sense.
Who came up with Planck?
It's got to be the
time. Plankton.
Plankton from a... Do-do-do-do-do. Hold on. Man, fuck this. I should have did this beforehand. I don't know. I thought it was Max Planck, but I don't know.
That doesn't even sound like a real name.
Max Planck, sure. Yeah. Planck, I think it's how you...
Oh, it's Planck time. Franck Bonks.
No.
Well, you know what Planck is? Isn't that stuff, the sediment at the bottom of the... Or it's a really bad wine.
Tequila?
No, you call it Planck. It's like a really shitty wine.
Dude, I really think... I just had deja vu because I feel like he said the same thing on an episode that we were talking about the same thing.
Planck?
No.
Wine?
Armand. Not wine either. Never mind.
The dregs in a bottle?
Just carry on.
All right. Smallest length of time is a Planck time, right? Planck second.
Yeah, sure.
By definition.
Is that how long it takes a photon traveling at the speed of light.
Which is in a vacuum.
Fastest. In a vacuum, right. The fastest possible particle with speed of light.
Traveling
the distance of one Planck length.
Which is the shortest possible length that has any meaning.
Right. You can't really subdivide past the Planck length.
Because then you get into quantum.
The quantum mechanics and all that shit. This is
length means nothing.
Right. So a Planck second is 0.0 and 43 zeros, 1 second. 10 to the negative 43.
10 to the negative 43.
Hey.
Right. So that's pretty much fucking imperceivable. Yeah. It takes, and do I have it right here? Let's see. Something like a few trillion Planck times. For one blink.
Okay, makes
sense.
Wait,
what? Yeah. A few trillion plank times for a blink?
Trillion plank
times. And then define one second.
Holy shit.
You have to define 1 second.
Correct. I do have the definition of 1 second.
Cesium atom, based on cesium atom.
Correct. It is the duration of 9,192,631,770 periods of the radiation corresponding to this transition between two hyperfine levels of the ground state of the cesium-133 atom.
All right, break it down. Dumb it up a little bit.
I have no fucking clue
what
that
means. Dumb it up, Armand.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Come on, dumb it up.
Transition between the two hyperfine.
Of the ground state.
I guess it has something to do with obviously decay of a cesium atom.
I would assume something like that, decay or fucking rotation of the electrons.
Or how they came up with that is, boy, that's a good one.
Beats the shit out of me, but that's what it is. And it is defined and it is constant in our gravitational constant. So to me, using that definition for second is the only reliable means to judge time.
Well, that's why it's the SI unit of time.
Correct.
Second.
Correct.
Definitely so, you can't use a day.
So for instance, Unix computers, they start their their time started in 1972.
Castrated computer.
Their time started in 1972, and whenever you do like a time command and a command prompt, it gives it to you in the number of seconds since the 1972 starting of Unix.
Really?
So when you do like you're doing programming, like a PHP, there's a function you can do to take the number of seconds the system reports and convert that into actual date. It's pretty fucking crazy.
I think that's a eunuch anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. E-U-N-U-C-H.
We're talking about someone dickless? Did you guys say
that? Yeah, Kyle.
Castrated.
Who got castrated?
Nobody.
A eunuch.
Oh.
They got their balls off. He has them in a little bag.
Who does? Right.
Kyle Gass. Go ahead.
Actually, a eunuch can get a hard on. I don't think he can ejaculate. I believe that.
I don't know about.
But it's true. What was it? Oh, 1972 for a long time was like the longest year ever because not only was it a leap year, but it was also they added a leap second.
Leap second, right.
And I think they did
one
in
91, yeah.
Was it 91? No, that's not a leap year. I think they did it in 2012 again.
Last leap second.
2012?
They added a second?
Yeah, they added a second at the
end
of the year.
You're right, it's 1972. You're right, okay.
Okay, I think they did it again, though. Not too long ago, 2012, 2016.
Let me look here. Leap second, blah, 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 blah. December 31st, 2016.
There you go. So it's just as long, I guess, technically.
So in 2019, we're lagging behind. The UTC lags behind the TAI, which is the International Atomic Time, by 37 seconds. So we're behind the International Atomic Time.
Well, they're going to have to, I guess, they have to straighten that out.
Eventually, we'll get there. You know, a couple thousand years, we'll add a fucking day. I mean, that's what we do.
Well, that's why they added leap years, because, you know, back in Egypt, they had to do it because it was, you know, the Nile would flood at certain times of year and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, you know, August is winter because it adds up.
Right.
So that's why
they
added, you know, year after year, they added the.
Who do you think the first civilization was to? This isn't in the notes.
I already know.
Who?
The Sumerians.
Very good.
The Mayans, right?
No, Sumerians.
Oh, Sumerians? What about them? Had a calendar?
They were, well, not a calendar, so to speak. But they were the first one to judge the passage of time. They used a moon-based system, 30-day months, subdivided down. But it was 30 days.
Sidereal month is what, 27 days?
I do not know exactly how long a sidereal month is. Let me look.
Well, lunar. A lunar month is almost 28 days.
Lunar month is almost 28 days,
yeah.
Right?
27.20.
Yeah, 27 and a quarter days for a sidereal month. Okay. Which is for the moon.
Right.
So like we were talking about before, seconds, as we recall, are the only thing worth talking about. You can't say it's been X amount of days. I don't find that to be...
Because all the constants are based on SI unit of sec. The three basic units of SI are meter, second, kilogram.
Right.
So everything else is based on those three.
Correct. So what I find interesting about days is it's a completely subjective term. What type of day? What planet's day? So Venus has what? What was the note on Venus here?
It's
243 days for it to rotate one time. That's a length Earth days.
Yeah.
243 Earth days, which is, we can't say Earth days either because I don't find that to be super accurate.
Right, but you said it took more time to rotate one time to make a rotation than it did to
Right. It's years longer than the day.
No, it's years shorter than
shorter
the day.
Than the day.
So
yeah,
it's 225 Earth days for one Venus year.
Right.
And it's 243 Earth days for a Venus day.
Oh, right. That's fucked up.
Rotates very slowly.
Not tidally locked, but fucking getting there. Huh?
Yeah,
God
almost.
Damn.
So I found that really fucking cool.
So,
but on Earth, though, we have two different
Which is another
days.
Reason global warming is not on, you know, it always says a Venus.
There we go.
There's global warming because of the
runaway greenhouse.
That's bullshit.
Why is it?
Because the side of Venus, which is not even facing the sun for 140-something days, half the time, is just
winds.
As hot as the other side.
Convection. Winds.
Of course. And the winds are not that fast either because it's not spinning very fast. So,
you're
not gonna ever, so
you,
that's
Venus
not why it's hot.
So hang on. So Venus doesn't have a greenhouse sure at all, right?
Oh, it's got a 90, its atmosphere is 97 times as thick as ours. That's why it's hot.
So you could put like a fucking space station basically in the upper atmosphere without any kind of a
float.
Yeah, it would float. It's so thick.
So
being on the surface of Venus is like being what, a mile below the ocean?
Yeah, dude,
like
that.
So we learned, so like an alternator spin around. Our liquid core makes our
dynamo effect. It's matter, right? There's a greater ozone. It's our magnetic field.
Magnetic field.
Okay,
yeah.
So but that's from the spinning of the Earth?
Spinning of the core.
Spinning of the core.
Yeah, the core, right.
Huh. What's the
iron nickel
there?
Core?
Right. No, solid iron core with
the reason Venus is so hot at the surface is because the atmosphere is so thick. PV equals NRT. That's the ideal gas law.
So you think it's just the straight out pressure of the
pressure
is causing the heat?
I mean, pressure times volume equals NRT.
Yeah, but whenever you compress gas, it turns cold. Think about anything like oxygen, helium, nitrogen, any of that compressed goes cold.
Feel your air conditioner lying outside your house. When you compress that shit, that fuck thing's cold.
Freon, yeah. Freon when it's compressed is cold. So, I mean, what about that?
The ideal gas law is PV equals NRT.
All right.
So, if pressure goes up, temperature goes up.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, that's what it says.
That's what it is, sure.
Well, maybe you ought to go work for NASA.
I don't want
my IQ's not high enough.
They'd have chicks. Armand would have chicks on the moon.
I'd have to get a Mensa card, and Donna doesn't like that.
It's not worth the fucking paper it's printed on.
I gotta get laid.
Do you know there's two different types of days for Earth? There is the solar day and the sidereal day.
Right.
So the difference is
weekday and weekend day.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
The difference is the solar day is the time it takes for the Earth to rotate about its axis, so just normally 360 degrees as reference to the stars out in the sky. That's a normal day, as you call a solar day. A sidereal day
Stars, right?
No, that's the solar day, isn't it?
Yeah, but sidereal is stars.
Oh, you're right. Sidereal is the stars.
Yeah, because it's
backwards. Solar day is in relation to the sun. So let's go start with sidereal. That's relation to the stars. We rotate 360 degrees. When you get back around to 1 degree, the stars are all in the exact same position. But the sidereal day doesn't count the day that way. It is what it takes to do one rotation in relation to the sun. Now, how this changes it up, a sidereal day is 4 minutes longer. So let's picture it like this. You have the sun in the middle, and you have your planet out there on the side. So as it turns, it does one rotation, and it goes a little bit further along. And it's, think about it like a clock. It goes a little bit further on the clock.
Yeah.
But the pointing to the center of the sun is not going to be the same. When you make that 360-degree loop, that same spot that was pointing to the center of the sun before is now slightly off. So whenever you take and reorientate, you going to do this on the camera?
Here. I was thinking about it.
Here, I'll draw it out.
You're not an artist, though.
Why? Because it's rotating around the sun, too?
No. So this is your normal day, right? It starts here, and it's equal. The center of the Earth, center of the sun. That's the start of your day. Start of your day. Sun, Earth. They're pointing at each other. 24 hours later, the next version of the Earth has moved a little bit further along, slightly higher up, and its center now, after it's moved its normal 360 degrees, if you draw that line to the center of the sun, it doesn't hit the center of the sun. So you have to adjust your angle. So it has to rotate a little bit further for the center of this, the Earth where you started before to point to the center of the sun. It takes 4 more minutes of rotation to reorientate to the sun.
Ah, so the sun day and Sunday. So the day by the solar day and the...
It's 4 minutes longer versus the day by the stars.
Right.
So that's, again, with the weirdness of the term day.
Day is not accurate. You can't use that. You should 24 hours because hours
planet
are essentially...
has the shortest day?
Well, I would...
Ooh, I don't know.
Jupiter.
What's its day?
10 hours.
10 hours? This fucker's spinning, man.
Now, they also had a term, like, once we go to Mars, theoretically, is it a molar or whatever? A molar day or something? They have a
molars
term.
Molars are back
it's like
here.
600. Well, yeah, it's something different. It's like 600-something days.
Martian day? That's what I would call it. I don't know.
No, that's a Martian year. Martian day is actually pretty close to ours.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But Jupiter spins the fastest, so its day is the shortest.
Well, yeah. So 10 hours? That
10
be,
hours,
that,
yeah.
Fuck, man, that's like a, what, 4-hour work day? Okay with that.
Pretty short weekend.
Let's see if we'll move line up to
How about this?
Jupiter.
In the time of dinosaurs, the year, like to go around the sun, took 370 days.
Well, so 65 million years ago, it was 370-day years?
Right, a little bit longer.
A little bit longer.
So due to the effects of the moon pulling its gravity on us, it's causing a drag.
Slow it down.
It's slowing us down, so our year's going a little bit slower now, so it takes 365 days.
Well, here's something I never quite understood about how, like, the moon is giving us drag. It's affecting the tidal.
Gravitational drag.
The tidal.
Tides, right.
Okay, so is there not enough water in our body?
What do you mean?
It's affecting all bodies of water like that. Like
you're being affected by it. That's why they say on the full moon, people, the crazies
minuscule.
Come out.
I mean,
the crazies come out.
Because of the gravitation of the moon, fucks with people's brains.
Wouldn't it be able to replicate that?
No. Well, do you know a way to generate gravity?
Not currently. I don't.
You don't.
Per
you
se.
Don't, so.
I mean, somebody probably does. You know, Armand?
And then
gravity generation?
Pardon me?
Can you generate some gravity for us today?
No, I can't.
If you can generate it, you could probably generate it.
If I could, I'd beat you at arm wrestling.
I would say that if you can generate gravity, you could probably figure out anti-gravity.
So is there a quantum of gravity? I think they're still worried about that. That's what they're looking
for.
Well,
they detected gravitational waves. So that's close. That's close. We're getting close. Well, how that happened is two fucking black holes smashed into each other.
Yeah. No, I think it wasn't it.
A neutron star.
Two neutron stars.
Recently they had one was a neutron star and a black hole. The black hole ate the neutron star.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'd like to be around and see that.
I wouldn't. Nowhere close.
The fucking time would go very slow. Yeah, time would be very slow for you if you were that close to that. That's another thing. Gravity. You go. Time is a little slower. The farther you are.
For instance, the space station. Your head. Time goes a little bit faster than your feet.
And I'm seeing the past you.
Well, that's another good point. Like when I'm looking at you right now, I'm not seeing present time, Armand. Nope. There is amount of time it takes for the light to reflect off of you and get to my eyeballs. So
we're seeing you in the future. You're actually older than what we're looking at right now.
Right. No, you see me in the past.
Right.
Like the sun.
Yeah, but he's
that's the point. We're seeing the past version of it.
When you stare at the sun, you're seeing the sun from 8.5 minutes ago. Yeah.
Which, if you were to... So here's a good one. This is what kind of fucked me up here, and I was talking to Everett about this. If you were able to Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty, transport yourself 65 million light years away to another...
Planet.
Point in the universe.
Instantly?
Planet, whatever.
Instantly. Wormhole, we'll say.
That's important. Instantly.
Yeah.
Okay. And you had a telescope powerful enough to look back at the Earth, you'd see fucking dinosaurs.
Which is exactly right.
Right. Well, yeah.
He had a little bit of trouble earlier thinking that he was actually going to time travel doing that, like he would see the future.
Well, no, it fucks you up when you really start to think about that. If you could instantly travel 65 million light years away and look back at the Earth with a telescope powerful enough to see it, you would see the fucking dinosaurs.
Why does that fuck you up? Because it sounds perfectly normal. If it takes 8 minutes from light to get to the sun to my eyes, why wouldn't it take 65 more million years from the reflection of the light that hits our planet to reach wherever your point of reference is?
I get it now. Okay. I didn't get it then.
He's not fucked up anymore. He's straightened himself out.
He's had a moment of clarity.
He got...
You know what alcoholics call it?
How many hits did... Yeah.
Here's what I was telling you earlier,
too. How many hits did it take?
Think about how long we've been beaming electromagnetic signals, light. Basically, out into space.
Yeah, radio too. So. Radio.
One of the most powerful early signals we had, though, 1936 Olympics. So people roughly about, 80-something light years away are finally getting the broadcast of Hitler at the Olympics.
Well, that's what they're wondering.
It took 8 years, and that's their live TV for us right now.
Well, that's why they're wondering, how come we haven't heard from anybody, you know? Is anybody getting these, you know?
Is anybody getting... Yeah, I mean...
Well, the radio waves bounce. I guess they go out into the atmosphere, out into space too, but they bounce on the ionosphere.
Right. They go out in space.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, that's how you communicate with the fucking space shuttle. You know what I mean? Or the International Space Station. They don't use LIDAR for that, as far as I know.
Why not?
You know, and then, you know, when you're watching a game on TV, a baseball game, theoretically, because that microphone's right behind the plate, you hear that guy hit the ball before the guys in the outfield, before the people in the bleachers.
Oh,
do.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's almost versus instantaneous for it to get, it travels at the speed of light in the microphone to your TV.
Well, so, no, there's delays. Taking away the delays of television loop and.
Even better. When you're in the outfield, if you're sitting center field at the ball game, you can see the guy swing his bat before
you see the ball enter the air
before you hear the fucking crack.
Which is a problem with, you know, if you watch movies, there's always a lightning and the thunder at the same time.
Right. Well, that'd be right on fucking top of you.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's the same thing, too, and they did it in movies plenty of times where a guy realizes he's shot, and then he hears the crack of the gun. That's pretty accurate.
Or the ricochet or whatever.
Or whatever it is. Like, he'll look down, and he's bleeding, and didn't know what happened, and then hear, bang! Because the guy was a mile away when he took the shot, and it took, you know, 2 seconds longer for the fucking sound to get there than
the bullet. How fast does a bullet travel?
Depends on the bullet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How many times the speed of light does it fire?
Does it travel? Not the speed of sound.
Does it travel?
So let's look at a 9mm round.
So, your rifles are like 2,200 feet per second.
Well, a 9mm round is 1,500 foot a second.
Okay, so like rifles like 20.
And what's the speed of sound?
Speed of sound is 343 meters a second, which is roughly what? 1,100 feet a second.
Yeah.
So you're looking at its 9mm bullet travels 400 feet a second faster than sound.
Okay.
So over the course of a mile, that's roughly three times that length.
So we'll look at a Barrett 50 cal.
Looking at 3 seconds. What's a Barrett 50 cal then?
That's the...
But that's a 50 BMG round, not a Barrett. The Barrett's the gun. The BMG's the round.
Exactly. So, well, yeah, but you know what I mean? The round. So that's... I'm just talking... That's cal, right? The grain and everything.
It doesn't matter. Some bullets travel fucking three times that fast. You know, some planes are traveling hyper speed. What's the hyper...
Hypersonic? That's five
hypersonic,
times.
Right. You got... supersonic, which is what, just over the sound barrier.
Yeah,
hypersonic is 5 times. What's the big one they got now? It's like 17 times.
Wow.
With their drones.
What is it? A drone?
Well, they're using it. They're using it for kinetic weapons. Like, it's not quite like how fast say a railgun is, but they have drones that can go something like 17 times the speed of sound that you can't even detect.
Drones?
Yet. Right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a little bit more research. And right now, the science is in the CIA. They're looking for ways just to detect them.
Wow.
Yeah, think about how hard it would be to detect that. They've gotten to the point now, once these things pass what they call the ramp-up speed, you can start to detect them. But at that point, we still haven't any way to affect it. There's no targeting system nor weapon
that can go that fast. You can detect
those weapons.
You can't.
Generally, they happen out of nowhere. It's
you got to have a shooting solution.
Well, right. So even like a railgun would be your best bet. But you got to be able to detect that in the atmosphere and come up with your trajectory to hit that thing as it's coming in. That's fucking hard.
It's like a shooting solution, like a submarine.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
See, I don't understand this. You said at the time of dinosaurs, a year was 370 days. Over time.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense there.
The moon's gravity is it. So you would think it's longer. It would have been
like 360 days. It's probably a typo.
Yeah. Because you're saying it's going slower, so...
I got that link right here.
Now we're 365.
Probably typed it out wrong. But you get the point. Let me see. Dinosaurs. So it was...
The spin of the Earth, I think, is slowing down, too, isn't it?
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's what he's talking about, right?
No.
Length of the day, length year of the year,
is
right.
Revolution around the sun. One circuit around the sun.
So Earth's rotation changes. So it looks like in the cryogenian era, 900 million years ago, the days per year was 486 days per year.
Holy shit.
So it's definitely getting shorter.
So a billion years ago, we were at 486 days a year.
Right. 900 million or 486 days a year. This isn't finished. Hours per day is interesting, though. So the days are getting longer. So during the Upper Cretaceous, which 70 million years ago, the hours per day was 23.7. That could be what the...
So the days are getting longer.
The years are getting shorter.
Yeah.
So that makes more sense than what this fucking up there, the way they said that.
Not the mama.
What? Dinosaurs?
No, go ahead.
Dinosaurs?
Is that right?
Okay. Past that page now. Good. This was a dumb fucking thing I found on the internet. It looks like Eric's moved it up.
I have moved it up. So
why'd you move that up?
Wait.
If a person sleeps on average for 8 hours per night, they will spend approximately... Because this was the dumbest fucking thing I read today.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering why you put it in there, but I moved it up just because. Because it went with time facts, not dilation or perception of time.
Well, it's not really a fact. It's a fucking duh.
But, would that not be a fact?
So here, let me read this fact out real quick. It's fucking stupid. If a person sleeps for an average of 8 hours per night, they will spend approximately 229,961 hours sleeping in their lifetime, which amounts to about one-third of their lives. No fucking shit. Because you spend a third of your day sleeping, then you spend a third of your life sleeping. No fucking shit. Why do you even bother giving you a number of average hours? You know what I mean?
I forgot how many hours or days in your life you spend shaving.
Fuck.
That really sucks.
Not me.
I spend about three minutes a morning, so 15 minutes a week.
Oh, you shave every day?
Every day.
And that's all it takes you?
I do it in the shower, man.
Three minutes, huh?
Real quick.
Well, fuck.
Every day. You ought to do it. Just do it in the shower. You shower every morning?
I always miss. I'll miss a spot if I do that.
I shower sometimes at night and in the morning.
Weird.
Fuck it.
So let's see. The theory of relativity, this was an interesting fact, suggested that before the Big Bang, 13.7 billion years ago, space and time did not exist and then all matter was packed into a tiny ball.
Why does the theory of relativity suggest that?
It doesn't. That's the Big Bang theory.
Yeah.
No. Well,
that's from the cosmic microwave background radiation, isn't it? Isn't that where they got the 13.7?
No. Well, what they're saying is using the theory of relativity to decide how the particles have moved and what happened before the Big Bang, how it was just a singularity.
Yeah.
That's how they figured that there was no space and time. So, let's see. Since time is measured by motion in space, there was no time without a moving cosmos. So what they're saying, there was no time existing before the actual Big Bang because there was no space to have movement in. Everything was condensed so ultra-packed there was no movement until the explosion of the Big Bang.
Do you believe that?
I don't know if I even believe in the Big Bang. But
I would have liked to have seen it. That. You know, just observe that Big Bang from a couple fucking ways away.
Wasn't that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where they went back? I know they went to the end of the universe. There was a restaurant at the end of the universe you could time travel to and go watch the end of the universe. It was a great place. People love going there.
I would.
It would be pretty popular.
Let's see. What else we got here that's kind of interesting? Eric already said that one. Time dilation. Let's get into that.
Now, this one is a fucked up thing, in my opinion. Time dilation, because that's fucking weird that you can just... I don't know.
That's a theory of relativity.
What the problem is here is people think of time as a constant. It travels the same or... not travels. What's the word I'm looking for? Elapses in the same speed for all observers, which is just not true.
Right.
Oh, nice. Very good.
The only thing that's the same for all observers is the speed of light.
True.
That's the same.
We're not going to get into that today, but that's a fucky one. There's plenty of good examples I could give for that, we're not going to get into the speed of light today and why it's the same for somebody moving at half C as opposed to a person, somebody at relative rest.
Well, it's very simple. I mean, allow me to...
Go for it if you want.
Expatiate.
Expatiate.
You're on a train, right? Okay.
The old train and the right. platform example.
I'm coming at you at 60 miles an hour.
Sure.
I throw a baseball at you
at 60 miles
an hour. 60 mile an hour. So the ball's coming at you 120 miles an hour, right? 60 plus 60? That's correct.
Right.
Okay. That doesn't work for time. True. If I'm moving...
It doesn't work for light.
Light, yeah, light. Right. I'm moving on a train that's going the speed of light.
Okay.
Okay? And I throw the baseball at you at 60 miles an hour. It's not going at the speed of light plus 60.
No, it's no. So right. Speed of light.
Well, why not?
Because the speed of light is the fastest you can go.
Okay. How do you explain that the ball's not going faster?
Well, you just...
Some changes.
You just say, look, dumbass, speed of light's fast, you can go.
Time is not the same for you as a guy on the train.
Right.
That's why the time changes.
You observe it differently.
Right. Time changes. That's the thing. Time slows down.
Yeah.
It must slow down.
I thought Interstellar did a good job of not really explaining it, but kind of showing what time.
Illustrating it. Yeah.
Yeah. Showing what time.
So that's from the gravity.
Did you see that movie Interstellar?
Yeah, I hated it.
Were they
really
boring as hell?
It was okay. It wasn't that great.
Wow.
It was kind of boring actually.
Nothing happened. Okay.
But they'd spent some time.
Except time dilated. It sure did. Man.
They had caught one of the signals from somebody who apparently had went through this wormhole before and got near this black hole. There was a planet orbiting this black hole where the signal was at. They dropped down on the surface of the planet that's orbiting this black hole. But due
was
to
it a black hole or a neutron star again?
It was a black hole.
It was a black hole.
All right.
Pretty goddamn sure anyway. It was a black hole.
Yeah, it was a black hole for sure.
But while they were on the surface of this planet, they were only there for what, minutes?
No, an hour.
Was it something like an hour?
It was an hour.
It wasn't a long time. It was the one that had the giant waves. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the guy on the ship had something like, what, 20 years had passed? The amount of time he'd been sitting
20
there?
20 plus years.
Which means you're going... Of course, that's not from the going to speed of light. That's from the gravity.
Exactly. That's because
gravity bends time too, or dilates it.
Right. Same difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why the people in the space station are a little bit younger than you, or their time doesn't go quite as fast as ours.
Yeah, but because of a black hole has so much gravity, to the event horizon has so much gravity. That's what you know what I mean.
Let me ask you this, Armand: if the space station wasn't orbiting at a relativistic 17,000 miles an hour, how much would time be affected then? Because you've got not only the less gravity, but you've now increased the speed of the object to the point where it's gaining gravity more or less from its speed. So again, slowing down time. I mean, it has to work that way. There's just the equation. So think about it: whenever you move faster towards the speed of light. Your time slows down.
Right.
Yeah, but how are you gaining gravity?
You're not gaining gravity.
That's what you just said.
Well, that's not what I meant then.
Okay.
When you're going around the Earth, it's roughly 17,000 miles an hour or so when you're orbiting. That speed is way faster than a stationary person is. So whenever you add that fucking speed, now that person has a perceived higher like gravitational or, you know, whatever, what's the word I'm looking for?
Oh, it's dilation. It's time dilation, centripetal. Not due to gravity. It's due to the... Was it centropy? Is that what you said?
Centripetal force.
Centrifugal or centripetal?
Yeah. Centrifugal, I think... That's what keeps you moving perpendicular to. That's why you spin around and the stays centripetal. Though comes is the
inward.
Forces bringing it in.
Inward,
yeah,
right.
Once at degree
I didn't
coming
know
in.
What it was called?
You guys ever fuck around with Wolfram Alpha at all? You ever heard of that, Armand?
What's it called?
Wolfram Alpha. It's a computational search engine type of thing that's out there on the internet. Check out wolframalpha.com. Basically, you can write in plain English like a thing. How many apples do I have if I start with let's say 67 and sell four.
I'm going to go with 59.
What?
You are way off. It's computing. It takes a long time for this, apparently.
You got 67 and you sold four?
Right.
And you said 67?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you tell 63?
I'm going to drop your IQ again.
63.
Where are my results here?
But what Wolf?
Yeah, 63. That's,
is that the name of it? Wolf? What is
Wolfram Alpha? WOLFRAM.
Wolfram is tungsten. That's German for tungsten.
Is it?
Why'd they pick that name?
I have no clue why they picked it.
Okay.
But when I was fucking around with time dilation today, you can use Wolfram Alpha to. They have a time dilation calculator. So I started to wonder how gravity around a black hole affects time dilation. So I went in and asked it, "What is the explain a 100,000 solar mass black hole?" And it gives you, let's type in around 100,000. Solar mass black hole.
Where the fuck are you finding this at?
I'm just typing it in.
You could probably just put that anywhere and get that.
Right.
Whatever. Google it.
You can, but it gives you the horizon radius, which is the event horizon radius.
That's pretty big.
What the surface gravity is and all kinds of stuff. What the temperature is, what all of that has to be for that size of a black hole.
But doesn't it matter if it's spinning and all that other shit? You have to have that too. The mass of the black hole.
Let's see if I have
spin.
That.
Spin.
Yeah, that's all in here, man.
Okay.
So I feed these numbers into their gravitational time dilation calculator. All they're asking for here is time and rest frame, which is the person who would be orbiting the black hole.
Yeah.
The gravitational acceleration, which is given to you by the other page in Wolfram Alpha, where I inputted 100,000 mass. So 100,000 solar mass black hole is 1.52 times 10 to the 8 meters per second squared gravitational acceleration. Way more than ours. The radius, I inputted that in and computed it. So the time and rest frame of 50 years, the person observing from the outside would have passed a total, 1,468 years for 100,000 solar masses. So it's not...
50, so it's 30 times almost.
Roughly, for that. At least on 100,000.
Well, I mean,
let's change
what
it
I usually
to
look
10
at,
solar mass.
Yeah, but what I usually look at is the percentage of speed of light, and you have to get to pretty damn close to for it to really, you know?
True.
Time dilation. You got to be like 90% or 90, something.
Yeah, or better.
Even that is, what, is it double? So, does it double?
I don't know if I even have it here. I don't. There was an explanation about how if you went close to the speed of light traveling to Alpha Centauri and back.
Yeah.
Where it would take you like two, you would perceive it as 2.4 years, and the people on the outside
frame. You can't go that fast. It's 4 years away, right?
But whenever you're traveling that fast, you perceive time differently.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay,
so from the outside,
you travel 8 years to get there and back.
Right, round
trip. Okay, the people.
But you wouldn't
if you're going the speed. Right, if you're going the speed of light.
Right, time
slows
down.
You would age 8 years because you're going 4 years.
You would not, because as you're traveling at that speed.
Not to the people here, though. The
you
people
yourself,
here would age faster.
They would age faster.
It's
you would age slower.
Guys.
Time for you, when you're moving at that speed, moves slower. So what would normally be from our outside takes light 4 years to get there. If you're inside that, it works out to a little less than 2.5 years.
Okay.
So you do the round trip. What would seem like an eight-year round trip, you would age 5 years.
Check out the big
brain
on Everett.
But not going
the
speed of light. I mean,
well, not quite the speed of light. Again, yeah. I don't have it right here. This is just an example I read earlier today.
Yeah.
Moving it close to relativistic
speeds.
Right,
it's like 90%,
95%, yeah, something like that.
Right.
But I found that very fucking interesting that as you move faster, like if it takes light 4 years normally, you wouldn't experience 4 years of time. You would experience well less than 4 years of time. Just one of the weird, freaky things with time and gravity
wonder
and
how
speed.
And then, of course, I don't know what would happen to your mass. Your mass would increase, though. That's why you can't go as fast as speed of light. You have infinite mass.
Right. It's a squared equation. So whenever you...
Wait, hold the fucking phone here. So like...
That's why nothing with mass can go faster than the speed of light or the speed of light, because that means you have infinite mass.
Plot EMC equals MC squared on a fucking graph, and it just goes up to a giant, basically going straight up, where you can't give it enough energy to get that next little spot past light speed.
Okay, right,
because the faster... The more it takes for you to go faster and faster, your mass gets bigger and bigger. It's harder and harder to move it.
It would take infinite energy to move at that speed.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's why nothing with mass... Although tachyons move faster than speed. In fact, by definition, they have to.
Theoretical.
They can't move slower than the speed of light.
True, but they're theoretical.
I think they're there.
Well, they're
I've
there
seen
by the math. Oh, you've seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Twice.
Once yesterday.
I'm trying to think of any other examples of time dilation that are interesting. I can't really think of any, though.
Well, Armand, you got anything on time dilation?
Good call, Eric.
No, I don't have anything on time contraction either.
I wouldn't think so. Oh, really? I see the I got the joke there. Pregnancy.
Very. I don't know about that. Is that what I was talking about?
Hey, man, apparently. A cervix has to dilate so much, and then you have contractions.
Can a transgender male get pregnant? Beto O'Rourke thinks so.
I don't know.
They're entitled to abortions. Did you see that?
No, what?
A transgender male is entitled to have an abortion.
It's fucking hot. Anybody else
notice that? Yeah, no, it's been hot all day.
Let's do a show on that.
No, it's hot in here? We don't want to kill the show, Armand.
All right, sorry. I didn't want to bring the politics into it. It's funny. All right. Are we doing time paradoxes, though?
We can talk about time
paradoxes.
I don't
see that on here.
It's not on there, but you know, we only have so much time to jam shit in here.
The best thing about time is always thinking about, can we go in the future? Can we time travel?
Time travel is somewhat possible. Like we were talking about
by acceleration.
Right. Either being by a black hole or being accelerated close to speed of gravity. It's not so much time travel. It's just that your perception of time, your actual passage of time is slower than the outside frame.
So theoretically, you can go into the future. Theoretically,
right.
The faster you go, you will technically go into the future.
Right. So say like we were in this room and we had a way to generate a black hole, get the gravitational effects, and we could somehow keep those effects from going outside this room, some sort of dampener, gravitational damper. We would have basically created a time machine. When we step out that door,
but you can't go in the past.
Right. Who knows how to get to the fucking past? You have to travel around the sun at warp speed. Ask Kirk that one.
Oh, really?
You remember that?
Or Superman. You got to change the rotate.
Oh, rotate backwards?
That doesn't make sense.
That makes no fucking sense. That's the worst one ever.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was the worst
one
ever.
But it was okay.
But in Star Trek, remember Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, where they went after the whales back in the
80s? Yeah.
What they did is they went at fucking warp, slingshotted around the sun and somehow time traveled.
The first time they actually went back in time was that one, the one where they're all acting like they were drunk.
Yeah,
like
that was
amok
too.
Time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sulu had the sword and everything, and the way they did
that was so good, shirtless with the sword.
Yeah, there was because they mixed time and antimatter or something. Right. Supposedly, yeah,
it was very dumb.
That's where Scotty said my favorite line. I cannot change the law of physics. I got to have 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. You do the worst Scotty impersonation ever. Well,
your like Scottish Scotty. Is rough.
Oh, yeah? That's what's the matter with that?
It was very cartoony.
It's a brick nicht licht out the nicht.
Give him some Macard.
Who? Picard?
He's not Scottish. Macard.
Oh, McCord. McCord. Ah, you got to get the ball in the hole, Macard. I can't do it off the top of my head. I need a good script. Let's just say yours sucks. Mine's no better.
Torchlight said that's worse than my British accent, Armand.
Who said that?
Torchlight.
Is he British?
I don't know.
Well, it has to be British.
I don't know.
It's Scottish. That's not British.
But he said it's a worse accent. Your interpretation
it's a
of
it. Licht nicht out der Nacht.
Yeah, that's...
Hutmann. That's so, not that's not Scottish.
You like dags?
What's dags?
Never mind. Go ahead.
What about the perception of time? Isn't it weird how time sometimes can be seen to move slower and faster depending on what you're doing, what mood you're in?
Yeah, so this is what you said to me earlier. You said the perception of time. I was like, today flew by.
Well, isn't that what Einstein said? When you're in the company of a pretty girl, a minute's like an hour's like a minute.
I have that wrote down.
Something
right
else.
Here.
Oh, you have it. Okay, well, read it then. I was just.
Actually, it was just I ad-libbed it. It said an hour with a hot girl seems like a second, but right. A second with your hand on a hot stove seems like an hour.
That's relativity. That was his definition.
That's one weird way to think about relativity. Yeah.
Did you know what when they asked him what is the most powerful force in the universe? You know what he said?
Don't say love.
No.
What did he say?
Compound interest.
Fuck, you ain't kidding.
I wish I could find a good compound interest thing and fly or go to the future.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Just get a sports.
Or go to the past.
Well, I'd like to go back one day. If I could tell the future, I'd keep telling Ocho Man, if you could tell the future one day, we'd all be billionaires.
Yeah.
Billionaires, right
there. Sure. Well,
the stock market, whatever.
Sure.
You want
to all
do.
I've known is one stock.
Today. Do you think there's a drastic enough change in anything in the economy that you could bet on or do one
there's
day?
There's
going to
be one stock that goes up.
You need the seed money, though.
Right.
But, so that's the
problem. So you have one day.
Yeah, but if you knew the future, you could
give me 2 days.
How much money could you get if I told you right now, go to the past right now?
Well, I don't want to go to the past.
One day.
If you told me what's going to happen in the future tomorrow.
That's not what I said. You get to experience today.
Yeah.
And then re-experience it?
No, and then you get to go back and bet on something or the stocks or whatever.
Just tomorrow or yesterday?
So you Groundhog Day it.
Groundhog Day it, but once.
One loop in the Groundhog Day.
Well, like you said, you need seed money, but I bet you could probably make 100 times your money.
Well, that's not a billionaire.
Option.
No, lottery is the first part of your seed. That's easy. Then the second time you do this loop, it's got to be months later when you've collected your money.
Well, if you know the lottery numbers, of course.
I mean, that's the easiest, quickest way. But then you don't get paid on your lottery for months and months and months. So to do the next one where you start going into the stock market with your real seed money, that's going to take some time.
Well, that's why these stock market guys, I mean, the SEC is all over people. Because if I know...
You could play every lottery in the U.S. if you wanted and then fucking make billions in one day.
Well, a lot of people, as I say, the stock market is a sure thing. If I know the earnings are coming out tomorrow and they're going to be good and my stock's going to jump 5 points, which a lot of these guys do, it's called insider trading.
Yeah.
And I tell you guys, you're going to make a ton of money.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically. But 5 points is different depending on the stock. 5 points on Google is nothing versus 5 points on fucking Dave Smith.
True, but you buy an option. You're buying like a million options or whatever, which are like a penny, a dime each. They're going to go up to a dollar.
That shit put
you make 10 times your money. Well, that's why they do. The SEC's all over that shit.
There was a couple good episodes of Star Trek that dealt with some good time dilation as well. You weren't a DS9 fan or...
I know the originals. Supposed... Well, the original, they went back to 1967, and Gary Seven, remember that? He was going to... Remember? You're not even familiar with the original, are you?
Yeah, I need to rewatch it all. It's only 3 seasons. You figure I'd get around to it. But...
Yeah.
But there was an episode of Next Gen called Inner Light. So they were, you know, doing their thing, Star Trekking across the universe, and they come across this probe, right?
Only going forward,
they can't find reverse. And they come across this probe, and it hits Picard with like a beam in the forehead, right? And what it did basically was implant memories into his, well, not really implant memories. It allowed him to live an entire 70-year life, basically, in an instance of a few minutes. So while he's laying on the floor, basically fucking unconscious, and they're trying to revive him, inside his head, he's living in a whole life. So in a matter of minutes, he experienced 70 years. He learned to play the flute. He had a whole family.
Wow, yeah, family too, huh?
Right, he had a family, grandkids. People died, yeah. Think about that. When you come out of that, it's more real to you.
Is that depressing?
I would think it'd
be
horrible.
Fucking depressing.
But at the end
of
it, too, the species that created the probe that did this, at the end of it, when he's very old, getting ready to die, people that had died had come to visit him at the very end of it saying, thank you for doing this. This is something we sent out so people would remember our civilization. You've experienced our civilization, how we ended. Like, he was part of the team that was trying to keep their civilization from ending, create this rocket. But what turned out was he's helping them to create was actually the probe they sent out that hit Picard. So they had given the memory of a person lived on their planet. I just thought that was a beautiful episode.
And so he did the rest of the time. So he was technically, like, what, 150?
Well, in experienced years, yeah.
Wow, that would be cool, man. So it's like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. They time traveled and shit, and they went back and played 18 months and learned how to play the fucking guitar.
Yeah, but there's a problem with that, too, though. But they lost that out of their life. So they came. They left and came back to the same time. So for everybody there.
So they got older instead of.
They aged 18 months, but everybody in the audience had aged minutes.
Big, thick beard.
You got to be careful with that. There was another episode of Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, though, that's kind of the flip side on the negative side of experiencing time like this. The character Chief O'Brien, you guys know him, Colomini?
Yeah, curly hair guy, looks like a Jew.
Yeah, you know Colomini, right? He's an actor. Jewish person. Colm, some people call him Colmini.
Like Hebrew or whatever.
Any which way. He was visiting a planet, and he started asking a lot of questions, right? You know, because he's an engineer and very curious. But the government of that planet thought he was a spy doing espionage. So before our diplomats could do anything about it, they had already arrested him, tried him, and carried out sentence. And what they did is they implanted 20 years of memories in his head of being in prison, hard time.
Fuck that.
So what it was it was so fucking horrible. They put him in this prison cell with the dude, right? They didn't never know.
No, they didn't do any of that.
Well, they didn't do it. They planted
the memory they put.
So he thinks he's been in this prison cell, which is a dirt floor fucking cave, more or less. They never see their captors. Their food gets basically shoved into the room. They never know when their food's coming. About 10 fucking years into it, he gets into a fight with his best friend, who, you know, his only friend is the guy that's in the cell with him, and he kills him. Over food. He thought the guy was hiding food, but turned out the guy had hid enough food for both of them. It was fucking so he had to live with that last 10 years knowing he killed that guy because the guy was hoarding away food for both of them.
Yeah, but did he age? I mean, because that's the problem with prison. I mean, you know, it sucks, but you lose 20 years of your life.
Yeah,
that is
just
the same
having
thing
that
Picard.
Memory
he
is
he
you
didn't
know,
age
a hell of a lot better.
But when he came out, he had more or less mentally aged that 20 years. He was having dinner with his family, doing the whole he's fucking socking shit away, covering it up. You know, I've been in prison for 20 years thing. He's real, like his daughter came up to him, he snapped at her. You know, he's PTSD'd from this.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And all that happened is an hour's worth of time had passed and he had experienced 20 years. That's the same thing, in my opinion, as Picard experiencing 70 years in the same amount of time.
How fuck
but in
is
a
that?
Positive light. Can
well,
you imagine?
Well, there's also a theory that time, everything that's happened has already happened. Time's like a loaf of bread, basically. From the beginning of the universe to the end.
Sure.
And just slices. So everything's already happened, and the past is, you know, whatever, but this present is just the slice right now.
So it's
kind of
like
a
coil. If you think about it like that, you can jump between the coils if you wanted.
Well, I don't know.
Or the slices of bread,
yeah,
so to speak.
That's, I don't know, that's the theory. Now, I don't know if that's, because remember.
No way to prove that.
Well, when we were a kid, remember we used to say, the theory was, if I had all the knowledge in the world, if I knew everything in the universe.
Gotta be boring.
I could tell the future, because I knew everything at this instant. But quantum mechanics says that's impossible because only there's
Heisenberg uncertainty principle. You don't know exactly how the chaos of how something's going to move.
So that dispels that whole notion.
If you know everything, you know how to compensate for the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. I would argue
if you are
completely omnipotent.
Because it's impossible to know. That's what the uncertainty principle says.
Not if you're a god, almost.
Yeah, not if you're a god.
So no, we I don't live think in even a god can
we live in a three-dimensional existence. I mean, there's thoughts of being 20-plus dimensions out there. String theory has 11.
Yeah, okay.
We have no clue what actual base reality is. How many dimensions are coiled up on themselves? We don't know.
Okay.
Russell Burns asks a nice question here for you guys. If you could time travel, would you go forward or the past? 1,000 years in the future or to the past?
I'd go forward.
Forward, probably.
Who wants to go 1,000 years in the past?
See, the problem, too, with going to the forward is you don't know what the future is. We could have been wiped out by aliens.
I know
can arrive
the past
to a future.
Is, it sucked.
And then you're just in a vacuum of space.
Did you ever hear the Louis C.K. joke that
it better be an 1100?
That time travel to the past is exclusively a white man's domain? Because if you're a black man and you travel to the past, think about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's no good, I guess.
It's not that bad. I mean,
You time travel to the past and say we'll go 1600s southern or south of the, well, it's not the United States at that point. You know, somewhere in the colonies,
white
basically.
White people were enslaved too, believe me. You know
fair
that.
Fair enough, but that's just the joke. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's true.
Oh, it's a racist joke.
Who would
want
to go back even
and
five?
And that's what we're perpetuating here on Surreal Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Racist jokes.
No, we're perpetuating comedy.
Yeah, well, you're the one that's comparing people to Jewish people.
Did you see his hair?
What's that got to do with it?
You know what's weird about time travel, too? Say you had a time machine on Earth, and you wanted to time travel 5 years in the future. There's one thing I think a lot of people wouldn't take into account whenever you're talking about your coordinates for where you're going. You're thinking about a time coordinates, but you also got to give it your XYZ for where you want to land. But those XYZs have to be relative to something, for one. And your planet moves, not just around the sun in a five-year period. It's zooming like in a spiral corkscrew through the universe.
Yeah.
So when you put in 5 years ago at this exact point, if I was to travel 5 years ago at this exact point, I could be in another solar system. I could be in the void of space. We don't know.
Well, I think when you say you're traveling, I don't know about that, because you're traveling in, you just said it, you're in four dimensions. You're traveling in a time dimension. The other ones necessarily, but you're not moving in those dimensions.
Our XYZs are relative. Right now, all of our coordinates are relative. What he's saying
is not just spinning, not just revolving and rotating, but also traveling the entire solar system.
I get it, but I don't... Okay, well, I'm moving my arm in this direction. Okay?
Your arm has got inertia.
It's only going in one, but it's staying...
Wrong. You have inertia.
At the XYZ axis. From your point of
view.
One axis.
From your point of view. Say you are a billion light years out, somehow watching you. Our whole planet's moving. Your arm is on that planet moving. So it's actually kind of like this, like moving like further with every back and forth.
Because the planet's spinning.
Well, because
yeah, but even that takes time. But if you're dilating
over the course of say 5 years, though, where our planet is now in the universe is nowhere close to where it will be in 5 years.
Man, fuck you guys.
In the rotation of our galaxy,
I think it's relativity again. Though you're moving in time, and the other people are not. So it's not like you've moved a year for every year that I'm going in future. My time is moving you may be an inch or two.
Tell
maybe.
Me this: you got to be able to input into your time machine, so to speak, where you're going, and you have to.
It sounds like it's almost instantaneous in our reference frame. It could be instantaneous. He's gone. He's gone like that.
Okay, let me ask you this then: a wormhole, wormholes, Einstein-Rosen bridge. Basically, a quick way to travel from two points in space.
Right, but that's fold of space itself. It's not time.
That's a simple, applied way to put it. It's not even a fold, so to speak. It's more like a tunnel than a fold.
No, it is. No, it's actually a fold. It's like a sheet of paper.
That's the way they show it to you.
That's what's going on.
I have as much trouble with that as I have whenever they give that two-dimensional view of gravity where they take a sheet and throw a ball in it and say, that's how gravity works. Gravity is three-dimensional, not two-dimensional.
That's a nice way to explain it for a visualization.
It
is three-dimensional when the ball rolls around it, though. It's going in three dimensions.
Fair, but it's not. So think about a black hole in the event horizon of a black hole. It's three-dimensional, too. I mean, it's not just a flat plane. So whenever you're looking at, you're trying to imagine a flat or a three-dimensional object and folding a piece of paper like that, that's not quite how space folds. Space doesn't fold, so to speak, like that. It's possible.
How does it fold?
It doesn't fold. I don't know.
Well, what were you saying about the Einstein? You're making a point about a wormhole.
Oh, time. Yes. So you can also theorize that not just you go through space, you can also go through time and come out at a different time period. So say this wormhole starts here and goes to the other side of the
galaxy
5 years in the future. Then it would work what you're talking about. If it's a straight wormhole that goes to a fixed point in space-time,
Yeah.
But then you still have to have coordinates of like... If it's a time machine, not a wormhole, that's a fixed bridge. If you're telling, like making a wormhole, how do you tell it where that wormhole will come out? Come out in XYZ coordinates or XYZT? And then those XYZ coordinates that you fed into it are relative. If you could somehow, and I don't think you could, feed an XYZ relative to the center of the galaxy, that might work. But I don't think so. I think you'd have to do it from a fixed center of the universe that we don't even know. In fact, the center of the universe is constantly moving.
There's no such thing as the center of the universe.
Exactly right. Even where the Big Bang was at,
there's not a point where everything explodes. That's
and I just find it really, really hard to believe that you could create a time machine and not have to give you a relative position to where you're going.
Well, would you go back in time and live your life over again, not knowing everything? I mean, you have no special knowledge or anything. Just start over again. Would you start over again?
No, what's the difference? Fuck it. I mean,
that's basically reset.
I don't know if there's reincarnation, so yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you got to live your whole life the way it was over again.
Okay, well, then what's the difference? I could be on my 50th time doing it.
You have no idea, so.
Well, you do that then. You would. I don't know if I want to do that.
You already probably have if that was the case, Armand, and don't know it. How would you know if you did? How would you know to be? Yeah, you wouldn't know.
I'd know.
How would you know?
Because I'd have 920 instead of 460.
What are you talking about?
Chicks.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah, well.
Do I get to count them all over again?
On it.
That's if somehow the universe keeps track of Armand's fuck count, which I don't think it does.
You fell into that one, you dumbasses.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, so that number would be inflated too, huh?
Okay, if I go back and do them all over again, I probably wouldn't do it. Boy, that's some real dogs. All right.
Torchlight. Armand looks as though he's lived 10 lifetimes in that skin.
Thank you. Hey, what? Damn. Hey, who said that?
Torchlight.
All right.
Oh, shit. That was pretty good.
That hurts.
I was liking on that one. So,
yeah, I thought you would.
Let me get my next link pulled up here.
The wormholes. I thought the wormholes thing was cool, though.
It's okay.
It's a nice way to explain.
One, we don't know that they exist. They exist on paper.
Einstein, Rosen.
Will we ever be able to travel in time, you think?
Yes.
Hey, what were you asking me? Something you didn't get about in
I have no problem believing that we'll eventually be able to create a black hole, and I have no problem eventually believing that we'll be able to contain said black hole.
Jeez. Well, you're pretty optimistic, aren't you?
I mean, we're eventually...
It'd take a lot of energy, wouldn't it?
I'd like to hope if our planet doesn't get destroyed, we'll become like a Kardashev 5 civilization and be able to harness the entire power of this universe and other universes.
That's not true. It's not going to happen. We'll kill ourselves before then.
Objection, speculation. I try to look on the good side.
No, it's probably going to happen.
So you think the odds are better that we destroy ourselves before that happens?
So that's your answer to the Fermi paradox, why we haven't seen any other civilizations. They've all just destroyed themselves.
Yeah.
They have not passed technological immaturity.
Wow. Look at this guy.
Because the gods are forever.
What's your problem?
What, like that's a bleak outlook? Like that's not fucking based on reality?
No, it isn't.
Give me a fucking break. Because all we do as humans is kill each other. Yeah, do you think we're going to really be able to fucking...
Why are you going to put our nature on other beings, though?
Well, yeah, that too, but I don't...
Okay, that's fair, but...
I think if we were going to kill ourselves, it would have happened already. I think we're getting farther from that than nearer. Why do you think?
Because
the Cold War was much...
Look at the doomsday clock, though, man.
Well, that's because of global warming.
President.
And they need to sell magazines.
Because of global warming.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Yeah, if Beto O'Rourke wins, boy, we buy another 50 years, I guess, huh?
I don't know, man.
Come on.
Let's think about how time eventually ends.
Well, not that it'll eventually talked ends. About that. And the big rip, the big crunch, and all that stuff.
Theoretically. But let's talk about the timeline of the universe, so to speak. Right now, we know the universe
is
roughly...
Well, the heat, death, the entropy.
Right.
Infinite entropy. That's
we'll get there. Let's not skip to the end.
No, don't tell me.
Hammer this out for me real quick, Armand.
Yeah.
Everett was telling me the other day, there can be a spot in space that could be 17 billion years old as perspective from the people or the life forms or whatever that are in there, but surrounded by 14 billion year old space.
Probably closer to
where'd
reverse
get,
of that.
Where'd you get that?
This is a theory of mine. And 17 and 14 is, that's a, so it's the same thing as like going close to, or sitting on the outside of the event horizon of a black hole
yeah.
and having an observer. Imagine you had a region of space that is densely packed with black holes, but there happens to be a fucking... Goldilocks spot.
Yeah,
for a planet that from the gravimetrics of all these fucking things here, this area has existed for 20 million years as opposed to
20 billion or
20 billion years as opposed to the 13 billion that exists out there. Just a theory, but why couldn't that happen?
Well, I don't even buy this. I don't even buy the Big Bang, tell you the truth. I'm more of a steady state guy. Well,
right.
It just goes
steady state. Cosmological constants coming back. Mm-hmm. That's what Einstein considered to be his biggest folly there, Armand.
Well, he's wrong. He's true. Well, Einstein's that's wrong. What they're doing now. That's what they're doing now. What do you think dark matter
is? You fucking smarter than Einstein now, huh? Is that right, eh?
What do I think dark matter is?
I fucking tell him about that then,
70 years of science on Einstein. He died in 55.
We got that going.
So, man. Yeah. Well, what do you think dark matter is? That's all it is.
We don't know.
Nobody has a clue.
I just read an article saying that dark matter is older than the universe. They say it's older than 13.7 billion years.
How the fuck do they know? They can't even
observe
it.
How do you know, though? How do you know about a steady state universe?
Well, I don't, honestly. But what we do know is that things... happen. There's entropy that once a star fucking blows up.
Yeah, but you have to admit that they came up with this 13.78 or whatever
based
it is.
On the cosmic macro
right.
background radiation.
And that's not necessary. I don't buy that crap just because it's 3 degrees hotter than it's supposed to be. Give me a break.
I mean,
that's
how
stupid.
Is it hotter than it? How is it that hot?
I don't know, but why does that imply that that's a background from the original Big Bang? That's kind of a stretch, isn't it?
I don't know.
And that everything was in one point, a singularity. Does that make sense to you? Not to
yes.
me.
Does a black hole make sense to you then?
I believe in God before I believe in that.
Yeah, you believe in a lot of things before you believe in obvious things.
I believe in global warming before I believe in that.
Armand says he believes in flat earth before global warming.
So
that's true.
Here, I'm making you relevant now, Rusty, our ranty flat earth. There you go.
Yeah, what was that guy
and
doing?
I don't like that crack about my skin either.
I seen you ban him or something.
I didn't ban him. I just timed him out for a minute.
What was he doing?
He just... come to flat earth. Oh, the earth is spinning, huh? Coriolis effect, huh? Just shut up.
Wait a minute.
We're not even talking about
that shit.
Oh,
so we got a flat earth believer?
Yeah. Okay. More like a, what do you call them?
Nothing wrong with that. Now is not the
time. That's what I said. We're totally pro flat earth. It's just, we're not fucking talking about it.
I wish it
was. No, we're not pro flat earth. I'm saying we're pro your belief in flat earth.
Right.
But it's just not what we're talking about right now.
So they say it took about 155 million years after the Big Bang, which I know you don't believe in, apparently,
that's
for the first star to form.
Okay, I'll buy that.
That was the beginning. After everything cooled down enough.
I think it's, I read a report, they think it's earlier than that, though, now, because they found stars that are older than that, or they think.
Well, the oldest, because the oldest thing they found is like 700, like 13 billion years old. It's like 700 million less than the universe.
I think there's less than that, though, even, because they've got some, because they can tell that by the elements, these heavy elements.
Right, the amount of them that existed at the time wasn't enough time.
And that fucked that all up, too, so they're not even sure about that anymore.
Hmm.
More like 300 billion, million years after the, but anyway, go ahead.
Let's see here.
Here again, out of it. That's one article.
Right. So in about 4 to 8 billion years from now, the Milky Way galaxy is going to collide with the Andromeda galaxy.
Correct.
And then in a short amount of time after that, within the next, trillion years.
We gotta make something about that, too. It's not like planets are going to be running into each other.
No, dude, it's crazy. Whenever two galaxies collide, it's fucking nuts. Because they'll hit.
What it's like when worlds
collide. But they're not that close together where, you know.
Not right now.
Where we run into planets and shit.
I mean, that's possible, but unlikely.
No, there's vast spaces between. Empty space is what a galaxy is.
Wait a minute. Then that's not a fucking collision.
It's possible. No, it is a collision because their gravity intersects and becomes one.
Right. It's going to be one galaxy. But it's not like we're going to be running it. It's like a crunch or anything.
So. What they say is going to happen is they'll hit each other and kind of like
spin around each other
for a little bit and start throwing out star systems. And eventually it's going to just be a blob and then it'll eventually coalesce back.
Well, there again, that depends on how much dark matter is and all that shit.
It'll form into an accretion disk or whatever, though, right?
Well, that's a spiral galaxy.
Yeah.
Similar to what we have now, right? And within a trillion years from now, the expansion of the Earth will not allow us to see anything out of our local supergroup of galaxies. So all of the galaxies.
Expansion of the universe.
Right. Expansion of the universe. So what that means is right now, say in a void of space.
Now that depends on how much dark matter there's and all that stuff.
But we don't know shit about dark matter. We're going with what we know about just standard science right now. I can't speculate on what dark matter
is. That's
if
the Hubble constant is really constant.
Right. But then again, it's going to change with gravity in the local areas and whatnot too.
And now that depends theoretically on how much dark matter there is.
Theoretically,
because it may stop. You're talking about if the universe keeps expanding.
Right. This is for an expanding universe.
Right.
Exactly. Sorry, I should have said that at the beginning. Yeah. This is a theory based on an expanding universe, not a steady state universe.
Right. Or one with enough gravity to pull it back in. It's not expanding. It stops expanding and comes back.
Right. That's the opposite of the Big Rip theory, the Big Chill, or what is it they call it? Not the Big Chill. The
Big Crunch.
Big Crunch. But, so right now, the universe is expanding.
Right.
So space, and we don't know really how or what the mechanics of it is. So say you've got a 1 foot space right now in the middle of space, a void. Some force below the fabric of our space-time is not stretching, but adding space to those points.
Yeah.
That's an important thing, too.
Which is inflation, basically, right? Like at the beginning of the universe, theoretically.
I wouldn't even call it inflation, though, because inflation, is a stretch.
But everything's everything's.
But it's not a stretch. There's space being added. So if there was a particle in that space that expanded, the particle itself wouldn't stretch. There would just be space added around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, this was the thing you were showing me about. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That one fucked me up.
Are you folding paper again?
He was folding fucking paper.
Ah, see? So
blew my fucking mind with a folding paper.
It had nothing to do with...
he told me that's not what happens.
It wasn't, but I'm looking at space as two-dimensional again. If it starts to slowly... Like, here's what's represented. This is how I gave it to Eric. You've got about 2 inches of paper here, and this is represented in space as 2 inches of space.
Right.
And as time goes on, space expands.
Right.
Well, it's and out of nowhere, this space is just added.
Right.
It's not like this goes like this and, stretches.
No, why wouldn't we have a rip in space-time? It just gets bigger.
That's the thing.
Here's the analogy people use. Like two ants on a basketball. The basketball keeps getting, right, and the ants get farther apart.
That's fair.
As you keep pumping out the basketball.
Except the basketball itself doesn't stretch. It just adds more dots, and the basketball itself just adds more physical.
That's the question, though. What is happening at the edge of the universe where it's theoretically still expanding? Is there nothing?
But it's not just at the edge, though. It's expanding everywhere, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, but there's still an edge.
It's expanding right here next to us. Well,
or is it a torus?
We're getting farther away from each other toroidal? Right now.
Oh, that's all right with me.
We can't be sure if it's toroidal or not.
That's a good one, Armand.
Thank you.
Where were we talking?
Because you stink.
No, I don't.
My skin's old.
I forgot already.
Your skin is old, but that's not what we're talking about.
All right, so that we're talking about, right. Okay, so eventually everything, we don't see anything. Our neighborhood and
so
you don't see
anything else. So what will happen is things will be so far away that it will take an infinite amount of time for light from other objects to get to us. Right. And what the reasoning of that is, as you create these extra pieces of space, right? So this doubled up. Now you've got two regions of space that are actually expanding at the same as the original. So eventually there's going to be so much space between two objects that space is expanding at a perceived rate faster than the speed of light. So light can never cross that distance because the space is constantly getting further faster than the speed of the light's traveling.
Right, which is, and to say even right now, what is our, theoretically, we've got, what, a 57 billion light year universe. That's all observable.
96 billion.
Is that big? Yeah. 90s? Okay.
Yeah,
that because big. The shit that's out there farther than that
started out closer, and it's right, like,
now
right,
it's
right.
gone, and we'll never see it. It's
right.
past our horizon.
And eventually it's going to get to the point where all the galaxies close to us, our supergroup, will coalesce into one mighty super galaxy, more or less, and eventually that'll go away. But that will nobody else will know there's anything else
but
in the universe.
But all the stars will burn out before then, right? Before a trillion years?
No.
Won't that be the heat death of the universe? I mean, well, maybe that's longer.
Let's see. 2 trillion years is whenever the galaxies are no longer detectable at all. The degenerate era is about 100 trillion years from now. Star formation will end, leaving all stellar objects in the form of degenerate remnants. Oh, fuck. Hold on. If protons do not decay, stellar mass objects will disappear more slowly, making this era last longer. That's just a big if, but it's going to happen. They will decay. Star formation ceases. Where's the black hole era? We'll eventually get to the black hole area, which is 1 Google years from now, where all the only thing that's left in this in the universe is black holes. And eventually, we're going to get to the point where those black holes have all Hawking radiationed off all theirs and entropied out into nothing. So Eric and I were talking about earlier. He didn't quite understand what entropy was.
That's not true.
That figure.
He had a you know somewhat
rudimentary understanding of it.
Disorder. That's all it is, basically.
It's moving from chaos to order. So the universe and everything in it follows the simple fact of it starts out ordered and moves toward chaos, more or less. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Disorder. Totally. Delta S. Second law of thermodynamics. Which, by the way, global warming.
Wait, what was the one that disobeys. You said you could win the bets in the bars? With the first
law? Oh, the zeroth law.
Oh, the zeroth law.
The zeroth
How many
law.
Laws are there?
4.
All right, but there's only 1, 2, and 3.
Zeroth, first, second, okay. third.
Right. I like it.
Yeah, I forgot where I was going.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
My bad. Yeah,
we're talking about entropy. I had a good example here for entropy. What was it? What was the example?
Well, dropping an egg, basically, or whatever, or boiling water.
Right, you can't unboil an egg. Right. You can't unboil water.
You can. Theoretically, the egg can come right back and form another egg, but it'd take trillions of years.
Well, I was telling him earlier, the one thing that goes against entropy is life.
Well,
yeah, but no, that's not true because the sun provides the energy. That's a closed system.
True,
everything in this earth, the energies come from the sun, which loses it gets much more.
That's fair.
Entropy.
Okay, so entropy cannot be stopped, but it can be right. slowed down with intelligence. I believe intelligence could actually change how long it takes for entropy to completely happen.
How are we going
to
do that?
I don't know. I really don't,
I don't
know.
Think, yeah, I don't think. You
but
do
it's
that.
Not happen. It's impossible to happen without intelligence. Am I right? There, with
it's
with intelligence,
impossible to happen even with intelligence. But who
well,
cares?
Let me ask you this then:
why would
entropy,
you want to?
How could life ever happen if entropy is 100% absolute? From moving from chaos to order, you can't go from chaos to order.
Yeah, but you're talking about a closed system. The energy provided for everything that happens on Earth comes from the sun, which entropy
not
is.
Not everything. There's plenty
where
of
else
other.
Where is it coming from?
Stars, for instance. It's a negligible amount of energy, but.
Man, come on.
Well, all right, talking absolutes.
Hey, okay, but it's still an open system.
There's got to be some energy for the ocean to pull on the tides, right?
Well, there's gravitational energy from the moon. Yeah. There's the heat energy from the core.
Yeah, but
there's
that's what he's talking about. The energy of life is from the sun. And most 99.9, you know, who knows how.
Our life. But
well,
again,
right?
you're
what I'm saying, but you're causing order.
Yeah, but life you're thinking of it as us life. Life doesn't have to be physical. It could be non-corporeal life. Who knows? My point is, it's got to be possible. To at least slow it down, figure out a way. I don't know. I had a whole train of thought on this earlier.
Well, then certain laws of physics don't apply to you then. Then the speed of light is not as constant either, right?
What I had mentioned to him was...
disobey one law, why can't you...
No energy's ever, like, dissipated. It's still there. Like,
well,
you can't,
the energy's there, but it's not collectible. It's not usable. So whenever heat radiates out into the space, it's gone. We'll never get that back. There's no way to collect it and
reuse it. Doesn't mean it's
gone. Well, that again, to bring back global warming, the proposition is... The light from the sun in radiation hits the earth, bounces, and supposedly is caught in the atmosphere.
Okay,
but that does not reheat.
It's anti-global.
But it doesn't reheat. That does not perform work.
Wait.
That heat does not heat anymore. It's like striking a match and putting it up to a mirror. You'll see the flame in the mirror.
Sure,
but it's not generating any heat.
The mirror image. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's
that.
The problem.
Yeah, but how are you relating that to a match in a mirror? How are you relating the convection of that?
It's not convection. It's radiation.
So
the theory is that long wave radiation comes in from the sun, or short wave radiation comes in from the sun, bounces off the surface of the earth, which is stupid, and then goes out as long wave radiation and caught because this rotation of the sun does a lot of things. Convection dissipates all that heat. It doesn't just bounce and go back out into the and it's blocked by CO2. That's not what happens.
How do you know that?
Yeah, the popular science.
I've read the physics. That's not what happened.
I mean,
it's only a very narrow spectrum that's absorbed.
I feel like a physics teacher could explain this properly to you. And it's not that I don't understand it either. And you may have a better understanding than me, but I really feel like that you should get, like, maybe even a physics professor.
The problem is a physics teacher. Because the climate.
Professor.
It doesn't matter. The climate is.
There's no teacher in the world that's going to change his mind with any amount of evidence.
What about with proof, though? Like, with
fucking
proof.
There's no proof he would take. There's no proof he would take.
Does it make sense to you? Just let me, hear me out. Okay. Give me a couple minutes.
All right,
okay?
Let me hear it.
All right. You're talking about a trace gas, right?
Literally, yes.
400 parts per million. Okay?
Yes.
Do you know how much that is? That's virtually nothing.
I know exactly how
okay.
much that is.
You're telling me the whole climate.
A lot less than that can kill you of a different bullshit. Gas. Of a different gas? You're
We're
talking
not talking about killing.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about changing
exactly
the climate of the earth, not killing somebody. There's a big difference. And, okay, and of that, 95% of it is of the CO2 is natural. So man makes 5%. So you're talking about 5% of 400 parts per million.
So what you're essentially saying is not that you don't believe in global warming. You don't believe in man-made global warming.
I don't
warming.
Believe in the CO2 as a greenhouse gas. But if you did, it's negligible. If you were doing a chemistry experiment, you wouldn't even think about it.
How
you
do you
use
know
it.
That that's that 400 parts per million mm-hmm. won't affect the Earth's climate? How do you know that?
Because it's ridiculous.
But how do you know?
But it's not even 400. It's more like 100 because it's gone up from 300 to 400.
You just said 400.
Yeah, but that's it went up. It's naturally 300, supposedly.
Okay, so how do you know that extra amount when once you add that onto what's already in there, according
okay,
to
that's
you? Because I'm just going
over.
By what you're saying.
Is it common sense?
I'm asking you.
I don't care.
How do you
common
know
sense
that?
Tells you it's
how
not going to...
You know?
How do you know it is going to? You're going to wreck the economy. But you're going to wreck the economy. You're going to wreck the economy on
I'd
that
rather
theory.
Wreck the economy and live.
Well, then you're nuts.
And
you
live
about economics.
Than not wreck the economy and fucking die.
Yeah. I mean. Okay. How come it's gone up? How come it's gone up straight up, right?
I don't know that it has.
Well, it has. CO2 has gone straight up for the last 100 and some years since the Industrial Revolution.
Okay.
Okay. Temperature does not go straight up with it. There's no correlation. Temperature goes like this.
Look I don't know
graphs.
Enough to say you're wrong. So I'm just going to ignore you.
No, I'm not ignoring you.
Are you going to risk the whole economy of the of the industrial world, though,
it's
on this
not,
theory?
Yeah, so my grandkids
How is it
don't
the whole
die?
Economy?
Yeah.
How is it the whole economy?
That's
what
true,
they
too.
Do.
That's true, too. How
that's
is it the entirety
do.
Of the economy?
Objection.
You want to check, you want to cut out all fossil fuels. That's what Ocasio-Cortez wants to do, and Bernie.
No, she's a little bit crazy.
Okay, a little bit? Okay. So we don't stop. You want to stop burning fossil fuels, right?
I wouldn't mind eventually stopping burning fossil fuels.
We will.
There's plenty
hope
of you.
I would
you
hope
know we
do.
Will. You know that's going to happen. 50 years, not going to use fossil fuels
anymore. But what if you're wrong and it's too late?
Well, okay, then I'll gladly eat my words.
Well, what about
you
the rest
have
of us?
To. You won't have to, though. My kid will have to eat your words.
How do you know I won't be alive in 50 years?
Because, Armand, let's Fine. Be serious about so, things. Say you are alive.
His great-grandkids.
Yeah, my kids will have to eat because of you believing so strongly in this and not willing to wreck the economy. My grandkids got to die.
And you think your kids are going to live better with no fossil fuels?
I would think my kids will live better without the, fucking right.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, really? Try to take away their cell phones for our
okay,
computers
how about
for a day.
Aside from the greenhouse gases, quote unquote, that may or may not exist, what about the standard pollution created by fossil fuels?
That's a different problem. If it was up to me, we'd be
right.
Totally
we're talking
nuclear.
About, we're not talking about pollution. We're talking
right.
about global warming.
Right.
And why we're talking about fucking global warming, I don't know.
Right.
Because we're talking about time and
the
time
has nothing to do with global warming.
We're talking about time and the time has come to talk about global warming.
The time has come.
It is
you get
time.
It?
It's
Mr. Mensa?
Mr. Mensa.
Let's shut it down.
I'm anti-Mensa. That's the smartest thing you've said all day.
Hey, but can you look up that one, though? There's one that's sure. like the most...
Let's see. The intelligence clubs.
Right. The most Google exclusive. What's it called? The Promethean Club or whatever?
Let's see. High IQ societies.
Yeah. There's one that's like 1 in 2 million or something. It's
so
gotta
we've got
be tough to get into.
Intertel.
Oh, really? Never
which is
it.
The top 1% takes an IQ of 135 or more.
Well, that's Mensa's like top 2%.
We'll get there. Okay. Mega Society established in 1982 requires a 171.3. That's the top 0.0001, the 99.9999th percentile. Then Mensa is an IQ of 130. That's the top 2%.
Anybody gets in that.
The Prometheus Society.
Yeah, that's the one.
Which is IQ of 160 or above that. The Mega
oh, really?
Society.
The other one?
Above.
Really? The Megas more?
Yeah, which is 0.003% is Prometheus. Then there's the Triple Nine, which is a 146.
That's not that much.
Yeah, top
0.1%. So the top one was what? The Mega?
The Mega, which is a 171.3. Annual dues, though, are $39.
How many people?
I'm not paying.
No shit, he's out already.
That's, I don't know. I don't qualify.
How many people are there that are above 170?
It's one out of a million is what that is.
Jesus.
So if you've got 6 billion people in the world, you've got 6,000 people.
I didn't think it was even that many.
So why don't we collect all them 6 million people up and turn them into fucking, Figure out how to fix global warming. We all I'm saying.
Here's how there's no such thing. Eligibility. It's the top 0.0001%.
Right.
One out of a million. Not reliably measurable with current tests to get up that high.
How the hell do they?
Right. They want their $39, man.
All
right.
I'll pay the $39.
This is a scam.
You don't think they'll
tell anybody they have a 170 IQ?
Wait a minute.
For $39.
Wow, hey man, this fucking club said like I got 170, so it only cost me $39.
I'm Mega Society, motherfucker. What are you? You're barely Mensa.
Barely
bitch.
Mensa.
Oh, I tell you, yeah.
You bitch ass bitch. Mensa's the worst one of the five.
Do we have any other women out there? Donna's not impressed. Anybody else? April? What does April think?
I don't know. Is she around? I haven't seen her in chat in a while. Hey, if you're still out there, what do you think? Does intelligence turn you on?
Women are
probably not. She's
Armand
with me.
Wants to know if you.
Yeah, is it worth it?
Wait, so are you asking if they had bang or just like think a guy's sexy?
Yeah, is that sexy?
Is that sexier if a guy's into an intelligence club?
Yeah, if you got a Mensa card, does that hold any water with any of our lady listeners?
No, it doesn't. I'll answer it for him.
James says, time's the subject today. I can only imagine how high you fuckers are. You're not wrong.
We're done with time.
Frank
says,
the people that pay $39 to be told they're smart are not that smart. Very true, Frank.
Yeah, but if it could get you, you know, if it could get you laid.
So that's cheaper than a prostitute, $39 for the Mensa card.
Cheaper than Match.com for 2 months.
I don't know what that costs, but I guess it's more than $39.
You pay for that shit?
They used to. I've been on there years. No, it's like it used to be like $20 a month. I don't know. Yeah, there's all kinds of free ones.
You guys need to do dabs.
Of course,
dabs. You're absolutely
nice.
Right.
Dabs are very nice. All right, let's finish it up. We got social show here in about 5-10 minutes for you.
Yep.
For
we got some announcements on the social show about the next 2 weeks. So,
well, I mean, what do you expect?
Stick around.
He got to the end of the universe. What are we going to talk about then?
God.
Well, we're talking about global warming. We had a little.
How about
time
universal warming? Let's stop the universe from heating.
Right.
It's good. Getting runaway, man.
Right.
We're going to the opposite of entropy. Fucking shit's just getting hotter. It's not getting cooler, man. It's not going to equilibrium.
We need to get cooler.
But if you drive a Tesla,
that's what it was. I was going to talk about equilibrium. That's basically what entropy is the move towards equilibrium. To where,
well, true. So like say a you cup have of coffee.
A cup of coffee hot, yeah. And a fucking cooler. Cold fucking cup of coffee. Eventually, right. They're going to be the same temperature. Right. And that's the way the universe is going to end up.
We call
everything
that room
is going to be the same. Room temperature, whatever. What if you have a very, very hot room?
Then it's hotter than fuck.
My point, here's April. She says, intelligence is important, but clubs don't matter to meow. She means me.
So how important is intelligence, though? Is the quality that women find sexy, Armand wants to know?
I think it's more important to women than men.
Intelligence?
Men are all about looks.
It's, again, by the person, man.
I agree.
You're going to go out with an ugly gal just because she's smart. You wouldn't do that.
There's different. There's a fucking curve.
Armand.
There's an ugly smart curve, you know what I mean? Well, somewhere along the ugly smart curve.
Okay, give me a percentage. 70, 30, what?
I
don't get it. She's
video,
70%
Armand.
Smart, 30% ugly?
I
don't understand the ratio so
That's
much.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, man. Again, yeah, obviously I'm not going to date a woman who's missing her face just because she has a $2 million or 2 million fucking IQ.
Even if she's in the mega society?
No, definitely not. I don't care about that.
Well, there you go.
But, you know, an average looking woman with an average intelligence to me is better than a beautiful woman with a very low intelligence.
Oh, you're nuts.
Well, I mean,
you're not a real man.
Maybe when I get to be your advanced age with your
what
advanced
are you saying?
Skin.
Advanced age.
What
are
you, that's
about
a married
what?
Man talking. What does a bachelor talk? He just said, would you rather have an average-looking woman and average intelligence or a really dumb, beautiful woman?
I don't know.
And this is a marriage.
I don't really
not
care.
Not just a fuck. Because if it's just a fuck, yeah, you're taking the hot chick. But if you got to marry a woman.
Well, I didn't say anything about marriage. But
well,
okay.
If you're going to be with a woman, I'm going.
I don't judge people based on things like that, guys. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, bigots.
Oh boy,
so,
here we go.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
just going to say.
Well, you're nice and woke.
James referencing the crazy hot scale, but that's a different
that's
thing.
That's what I was. That's exactly what I just looked up. The hot to crazy matrix.
Yeah, we talked about
that.
That's
what I said. You got to watch this video. It's fucking good.
I know it is. It's great. But
hilarious. They can only get so hot before they're crazy.
It's hilarious because that guy is so deadpan. He probably he looks like he never had a date in his life.
We talked about that one on one of our old podcasts, what became the Three Horsemen, which is originally Not So Fast podcast. We talked about the crazy hot scale, and that guy got a hold of us and wanted to be on the show. But we
are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think that we need to redo that for the
JST.
Beauty smart. No, the beauty smart curve. You know what I mean? You got the same thing as the matrix for the crazy. And
yeah, but there's such things as smart hot chicks.
True. They'd be on a different part of the curve. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it's a graph. So no, there's 16
I
don't get me wrong. I think women, on average, are smarter.
All right, we
got to
kill the fucking show.
Guys. Yeah, you're right. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Check us out at Surreal Talk Podcast.
We got nothing but time.
SurrealTalkPodcast.com. While you're there, remember to vote on a poll.
Don't forget your underwear.
Leave a voicemail. Other than that, Google us up, SurrealTalkPodcast.com, and make sure you follow us on all of our social media.
Yep.
Not going to go into what they are right now. Again,
there's a bunch of them.
Just Google it.
We don't have Instagram. We do have Snapchat.
Why don't we have Instagram, huh? Because we don't take pictures.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh. All right, any which way. We'll see you guys all here in about 10 minutes for the after show. Got a shit ton of emails, shit ton of voicemails this week. A
lot of good stuff. Some messages on Facebook.
Going to be a good after show.
Types thing, so.
All right, well, I guess that's it. We'll see you guys here in about 10.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.